Blij dat u er weer bij bent, beste paardensportfan, voor eindelijk een nieuwe aflevering van uw favoriete paardensport talkshow Jump Off. Op dit moment spreek ik nog Nederlands, maar zo dadelijk schakelen we over naar het Engels, omdat we twee Franstalige zwaargewichten aan tafel hebben hier. Volgt u nog? Wellicht niet, maar straks wel. Welkom bij Jump Off. Er is wel een en ander gebeurd de voorbije maand waarover we het hier kunnen gaan hebben in deze aflevering met, zoals altijd, aan mijn linkerkant de twee vaste analisten Maurice van Roosbroek en Ludo Philippaerts. Welkom, heren. En aan de andere kant hebben we nog een Nederlandstalige topruiter ook, Niels Bruinsels. Welkom. And then, yeah, we switch to English because we have our two French-speaking top riders, Belgians of course. Jérôme Guéry, Grégory Watelet, welcome gentlemen in our studio. You're the first ever non-Flemish speaking guest here in the studio, so can be an honor. But we are honored. For example, Jérôme, I must say, and I must start with that, say like, congratulations again with your silver medal at the World Championships in Herning. Are you getting used to all those congratulations?
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here, first time here. That I follow your emissions, nice emission. That I'm happy to be here and to speak about a little bit the silver medal in the World Championship was really a good moment for me and for all my team.
Okay, like I said, it's like 3 weeks ago in the meanwhile, but are you getting used to all those congratulations?
Yeah, no, but I'm happy. Many people congratulate me, and that's okay, of course. When you do a good result like this, you feel that you have many people behind you that and continue every week. People congratulate me that I hope continue like this for a few moments.
Yeah, of course, you already had lots of top results, but you said this is absolutely the most beautiful achievement in your career up till now. That's like, is it?
Yeah, it's true. We did a lot of good results before with the team. We had a gold medal in Europe. We had a bronze medal in the Olympic in Tokyo. But it was always with the team. For me, it's always something special. But individually, it's my first medal. That's, of course, it's something special for me.
And now we can watch you here on the screen. That's your last round in Herning. Mm. How do you look back at this?
I remember every moment of Herning. It was not so far, but of course this last round was really special because I knew that I have to ride clear again. And if I was clear, I had the bronze. That I was really focused to do my round clear and in a good tempo. The time was also a little bit short. The last round was the most difficult round, I think. But I was really concentrated, and my horse was so nice all the week that I wanted to continue like this, to be focused. And now the combination was really difficult. Now the jumps now was really difficult with the water. And the last line, before to jump the second last one, I thinking I'm still clear, still two jumps, and now only the last one. And when you pass the line, it's completely amazing feeling. You can see my team. Yeah, it was really, really a special moment for me, but also for all my team, for all people behind me. Because like I say often, I'm from the, everyone see me, you see my horse, but behind me there's so many people and help me to achieve a result like this. You need a lot of help, and it's also for them. That's a good moment.
Very nice. A lot of joy there, but then you only had bronze, and then there was a little bit later you had silver, so there was even more joy.
Yeah, of course, but okay, it was already something. Bronze was a super moment, but okay, I did a super job until there, and now after that moment, I have to wait to see the two last riders, and okay, one make a fault, and Henrik still clear, then for me, the silver was a good place. Of course, you really want to be the gold, but silver was okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Gregory, you laugh. Well, Gregory and Ilse, you were both there as well. So how did you look at that achievement?
I explained a little bit how it went, but for sure, we all know, we all sportsmen here, to do what he did 3 weeks ago. I was there, of course. It's just fantastic. Because sometimes you can also win something, we do a good result, but we need a bit luck somewhere, somehow, during the championship. But there I was there all day, every day, and also for the final. But everything was perfect. It was no luck. It was just, the horse was jumping amazing. It rode perfectly everywhere. It was quiet. It was didn't look like it was under pressure until the end. Then I will say nothing to say. He was just beat it by a extraterrestrial horse, King Edgard.
Yeah.
Edward.
Edward. Yeah.
But that's it. Otherwise, like he said, he came out after that last run. It was a very difficult run, big, technical, a bit tricky, and nothing to say. It was just amazing.
Guillaume de Hus. Yeah. What's so special about him?
Yeah, you know, to realize something like this, you need to be good, but you need really a special horse. And okay, when you ride a horse like Kelom, you feel that you can finish and a good result. But it's really a special horse. Not so often you can have the chance to ride a horse like this. That I'm really lucky to have a horse like this.
And then your next goal, I read somewhere, is Paris, the Olympic Games. That will be the third in a row for you. But Kelom is 16 now. Mm. And then I read he only started at 13, the big work. And that's good because, is that a reason?
Yeah, it's true. He's 16 now, but he feels like a really young horse. He's so fit. For him to jump this level, it's not really effort. He has a lot of power. He jumps easy, the big fence, and he's really healthy. That's I think if I manage him well, like continue like this, I think I can go to Paris if he's still fit. We will see, but okay, no, I really the
18,
feeling I
will, yeah, 18, will have 18. Yeah,
I
yeah.
really have the feeling that it's possible to do it.
And then I asked Niels, because at the end of this program, we'll watch the video of Gansia, because you said goodbye to him. Well, his career ended. And Gansia, 16, and that's the end of the career. Guillaume de Hus, 16, what's the difference?
It's a different story. It's a different type of horse. Like Jerome said, Guillaume is no effort for him to jump all these big courses and championships. Gansia had to do it on her character. Mm-hmm. She had to fight for it. It was for her, it was an effort. And on the end, the last show she did, she had a small injury. Then with the period of the corona, it was difficult to get her back at the show and to get her back fit. And she did so much for me that I didn't want to try more to get her fit and to get her back in the sport. So she deserved the rest.
Yeah. We didn't hear Ludo or Maurice up till now, but what did you think of, well, the silver medal?
What do you think I can say? I think it's fantastic.
But no, I thought you would say it's not gold. It's not gold.
Yeah, it's not gold, but okay. When you have silver on the World Championships, it's a fantastic result. And I think Jérôme and Calum, it's already a few years that they were very close to a big victory. I think 2 years ago, he should have won Aachen. He really had bad luck to win the Grand Prix of Aachen. Mm-hmm. He was very often very close to a very big result. And he deserved to have a medal on the World Games. And the horse was also in a fantastic condition. And he jumped from the first day. He was one of the best there.
Gregory, there was also team competition, and that was not that successful. Seventh, not even qualified for the Olympics. That must have been a big disappointment.
Yeah, for sure it was. For sure it was. For me, it was. I was hoping we had a strong team there, maybe one of the best team we had.
You were one of the favorites.
I think so. To say like that. Jérôme and Nicolas did their job and did super. Me and Joss, we were not good enough, that's it. I mean, we don't have to hide behind something else. I was hoping a lot, of course, for the team. I was going there for that, to try to fight. But I have a few reasons, but the horse was not like he should be or like he has been all the last championship and the
whole
year.
Was there a reason for that? Or?
No, I think maybe I can explain a little bit. I did quite a bit during the season, beginning of the years. Maybe too many Nation Cups and Grand Prix at the same time. He did 3 times, Aachen, La Boule, Rome. I thought he's gonna be fresh, but at the end he was not, that's it. Maybe it's for that, maybe it's for something else. I still don't know, that's why I give him a few weeks a bit more quiet to try to have him fresh again for Barcelona. But otherwise, for the rest, he was fit, he was not injured or anything. But for sure, I didn't have the feeling like I should have to jump that kind of course, of course. And of course, it was a disappointment for me, a big disappointment.
Because normally we know, like you, you're the most experienced of the guys. And like Rotterdam, Tokyo, you go in as last rider and actually everyone says, oh, it's Gregory, he can do it. And this time it was not like you wanted to.
Yeah, we know that for sure. It's always difficult, any championship, any start you do, even with Nevados, I know him perfectly. I cannot say he was bad every day, for sure not. He was good first and second day, but the third day, for sure for me, it was not good. I was not happy on myself. I was not happy for my horse. I felt a bit bad for my horse because he tried, but it was not the day, and I have no excuse for that. I was just not good enough that day.
And Jérôme, how did you look at the team competition, the team achievements?
Yeah.
Because you did what you had to do.
And yeah, it was okay for all of us, big disappointment about the situation. When we decide to go in championship like this, we are always focused first for the team, and the goal was really to come back with a medal with the team and try to have the qualification for the next Olympic. It was really the goal, and we had a team for do it. But unfortunately, like Gregory said, in a team, if we have one horse a little bit tired or another one, that's we have also you have to be good for all the team, not only one rider or two riders. That's okay. It's happened like this. It was a big disappointment for all of us, but it's like this. After Friday, after the second round of the National Cup, we knew it was not good enough for us. That I was really focused for the individual, and I tried to come back with a medal for the Belgium, but individual. That's what we did.
Maurice, Jos Verlooy and Igor, were they ready for the World Championships?
I would expect so, otherwise they shouldn't have taken him. So I would think he was ready to go. Afterwards, it's always easy, of course. Like there, after the horse didn't look the same like he normally is. But from the outside, it's difficult to tell. Was it already before? Was he really ready? Was he not ready? But I would expect normally the people that are deciding that they should know. Okay.
Yeah, because I know Jos, he's also very ambitious and with lots of ambition. He went to Herning. I guess he must have been most disappointed.
I think the horse was good the last shows he did, and of course, like Maurice said, the choice was done like that. I think it was a good choice, but didn't work out like we wanted.
Yeah. World Championships, actually, you're only the third Belgian individual medalist at the World Championship. And in team competition, it's always difficult. Were after Tokyo, there were high hopes, but were they maybe too high or not?
About the team?
Yeah.
No. I think I always said before, we have a really strong team. Was for me one of the best team we had the last years, even stronger than in Rotterdam. But we don't have to find excuse. And then it's also the good side of the sport. It's not always going like we want. But when it's this case for us, then it's disappointing.
So next time you will be there again.
Yeah. I hope so.
We hope so. See. Yeah. Niels, you are the fifth rider, actually reserve rider. How do you look at that? Maybe I should have been there or?
No, I don't go with this ambitious to the championship as a fifth rider. For me, it was also a disappointment because it's for Belgium. We went there to take the qualification and a medal for Belgium, not only for us. And if we couldn't make this, it was a disappointment for all the Belgians.
It was, I know. And now you have a next chance when to get that qualification for Paris?
The next chance is Barcelona.
Yeah.
You have to win there, or at least to be the first team not qualified yet. And next year, the European top three, also not qualified yet. And then I think again, Barcelona, there is one spot next year.
Normally, Belgium is good in Barcelona, no?
We hope so, but we still have a few chances. And I think it's a bit the difference that I remember we had that same situation in Aachen at the European that we missed, but then we were not qualified for the games. But now we still have a few chances. Then like in Tryon also, we were not in, and then at the end we got in. And no, we still have a big chance, but still we have to make it.
Yeah. One thing I remember when I read, you said, I proved that anyone can get to the top in jumping, rich or poor. That's something I read it. You emphasized that.
Yeah, it's true. I'm happy if I can be an example for it. That's because I come from a normal family and not come from a horse family or a rich family. It takes time because I'm 42, is my first individual medal, but okay, I'm here. And I start quite late the big sport, the high level. I start after the Belgium Championship victory was in 2012, and I decide to try to be focused on the sport to see how far I can go. And of course, I'm really happy now today. It's possible, and it's good that you can show to the people if you want, if you work hard, everything is possible.
Ludo, the family Philipparts is a horse family, and how nice is that? How you said it? Because sometimes people
I know Jeroen from since he is very small. I think he did a very good route. He is not only a top jockey, but he's also a top manager. I think he has a very good company, and he makes himself very rich for the moment, I think. So he's doing very well.
He's David.
Good now.
David, Ludo was always my example when I was a kid. Yeah, no, but it's not a joke. I'm happy to say from everyone, because Ludo was really my example when I was young. I was a big fan of Ludo. I still have the autograph in my room. No, but it's
can I have yours though as well?
No, because... okay, we have a little bit the same way. Ludo is start for also, and not nothing, but for small to be one of the bigger horsemen in the world.
Are you rich now?
I'm not rich, but the rich is what is the richest? I am, because I'm happy. I have a nice life. I have a nice family, and I do what I like. That's and this size.
I think it's a really good example that not only money brings you to the top. Yeah. He started with not so much money, but he made it all himself. And he has also a silver medal now. So I think it's an example for a lot of riders.
Yeah. Now, still talking about horses, we talked about Guillaume de Hus, but Nevados, Ironman, they're 14 years, I guess. That's right, yeah?
Yes.
So how about your future? How about your horses?
They look fit and fresh still, but yeah, the age is there. I have to think about the future. I have a few nice ones, maybe not in the next Nevados yet. I'm working on it, then the time will say.
Yeah, what horses? Yeah, can you tell us about your other horses?
I have a few nice, like Cocktail Dalma is doing some good things. I have nice mare like Berlin, like Argentina. But I don't think that's horse for the championship. That's completely different. I have a few good 7 years old coming, but it's still a long way before they can prove and make it. No, it's a long process, but
Did you think at 7 years old that Nevados was an offer championship?
No. I thought it was a really good, maybe 150 horse. And then the mind make the difference. You can come to the point we talked before, what Jerome said about Kellum. Kellum, he jumped this fence, is so easy. Nevados, he has to fight a bit more like Gancha has to do this fence. Mm-hmm. Because at the end, we did a bit the same program this year. But I felt like for sure Kellum was more fresh than Nevados, and he's 16 and he's 14, mine. Then I think that's also why, because he has to give also so much every time he does it, and that maybe he got a bit quicker tired, and I cannot repeat every weekend these big fences like that. But Maurice said, when he was so young, I could not really say it was for sure not my first idea to be a championship horse. And at the
good end, question.
Yeah,
Maurice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You told me to ask.
When he was 7 years old, he won already Lanaken as well. So
the
horse was always a winner.
Of course, he was always a good horse. But of course, to be the horse it is now, no. Yeah. But I think we can say the same for Katanga. We can say the same for many horses, for Gancha. Even Kellum, it's only when he was 13 that he became what it is. Then that's a good thing in our sport.
It's the same like Jerome said about him as being a person. It's also about horses, you know. That it's a good thing that normal horses can get really good also if somebody takes care of them and
then what about,
believes in them.
And what about cannabis? Well, because I saw that he made his debut in Brussels. Is that thinking of the near future or...
We never know, but honestly, I know cannabis for long times. So I follow him because he was with Dominique, my friend also. He won when he was 8 the Belgium Championships. And after with Peter also, he did good things. Then when Peter proposed me, because it's Peter, it's called me, I have many horses and cannabis, I think if you want, you can try. I think it's a good horse for you. I said directly, I want to try. I don't know if I can do better or well like you, but I like the horse. I have the good feeling with the horse. I just start in Brussels. It was a good start. We just tried to have the good feeling, to know him a little bit better, and he has to know me also. That we will see. It's 12 now, I think, and he did good things, but we will see if it will be a horse for the 5-star Grand Prix or championship. Yeah. But I have a good feeling.
What about King Edward? I already heard the name once here in the program, King Edward.
A good horse.
Yeah, I guess. Otherwise, he wouldn't have won.
It's
he was seen with Henrik van Eckermann, the world champion.
Since 1 year, he's winning everything. It looks like nothing can happen. Yeah, it's not the same word for me.
I think he was also the big favorite before the championship started. Mm-hmm. I think 9 out of the 10 people said King Edward, and actually Kellum as well, because the like last year, these two horses are actually really special.
Yeah.
But at the end, these two didn't make any fault during the championship.
No. Only the two won.
So, but can we say like a combination, Kellum de Hus and Jerome Garry are actually the most regular Belgian combination from the last couple of years?
Yeah, sure. You can see it the last years already. Yeah. It was one day, it was going to happen with him that he was going to win a big Grand Prix or a championship somewhere. And
Henrik van Eckermann.
Henrik and he's
top rider, but then we come to Sweden. Sweden wins again. What's their secret?
They have good horse, they have good rider, a good system. Like in Belgium also, but they are really a good group of rider and horses for the moment, and they are on top.
But that you are as well.
Yeah, so but you need four horses like this, and riders we have also good horses, but you need to have the horse fit for every event. And I think like Peter Frederiksen, he have few horses on this level. We are a small country, we do quite well for the country we are, and I think we can continue like this. But Swedish are really on top for the moment, and we see the result.
You said Frederiksen, who won the Grand Prix in Brussels as well, Steffix Masters. So it's all about Sweden.
But also, what is important is to have, like you said, four or three at least, but four couples together, fit and in good shape. And it's what they have now. It's three or four superstar couples at the same time.
Yeah, but you in Belgium, you have four couples. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
normally
yeah.
you are
yeah, two,
fit,
three,
the
but four.
Fit. Yeah.
It's not so often that we have four yeah.
okay,
strong couples.
When you have three couples, like in Sweden, King Edward,
I think
Malin,
one,
and then Malin Bayard, yeah. already for a few years, yeah. and they're only focused on
championships.
Yeah. Yeah. We do also a lot, maybe too many. Nations Cup, but they focus only because Sweden went out in the Super League this year,
mm-hmm.
but they won. Yeah. In Herning, yeah. because the, yeah. all the good ones didn't go this year to the Nations Cups. They kept the horse specially for the mm-hmm. championships. And when the horses are getting a little bit older,
and I think like
maybe
a
it's
show
better.
Like Aachen, it's like a championship now.
Yes, mm-hmm. for sure.
They jump the same
yeah.
height
yeah.
and the
yeah.
same. And
yeah.
yeah, to do that with some horses, maybe twice a year on that short. Yeah, some, yeah. some years maybe it's too much, some years not.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's difficult to know. Sometimes
yeah.
you want to do because you don't have every year that kind of horse who can perform in Aachen.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Ludo said, it's a good choice. They did much less with their horses. At least they didn't do all these Nation Cups. They are out, but at least they are world
so
champions.
Should we do less Nations Cups?
It's a question we have to think about, yeah. I think
yeah.
so. I don't say we have to do less, but we have to think about, yeah, our program for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerome's horse looked like really, really fit, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was like
mm-hmm. top.
Unbelievably,
yeah, like it wasn't.
He could keep
cheap.
Going.
Yeah, but like I say, for my horse, it's not the same effort than for Nevado.
No.
So, but I tried really to manage my horse to arrive for an event in the best condition. Like we said, is like Aachen, we did National Cup and Grand Prix. It's quite hard, and it was 1 month and 10 days before the championship. That's. Okay, I knew for my horse was okay, but sometimes for other horse could be a little bit too much. But to arrive for a championship in good shape, it's the most important. It's like this you can really achieve to make a good
yeah.
result.
But if you compare it also like with people, you know, like Wout van Aert or something, he can be in top shape,
mm-hmm.
and then he arrives and he says, I didn't have the legs today. And he was in...
Yeah.
The shape as good as the day
yeah.
before, or I think it's the same with horses also now.
I think if we also...
Nice comparison,
again.
Maris. Yeah.
No, it's true, no?
I think with these kind of horses like Sweden as now, at the end, I think, unless you can do any plan you want, you will be good at the championship,
yeah.
I think.
Name Mumbai won the Grand Prix Global Champions Tour in Rome. You both were there. Lots of nice words about Mumbai. How do we have to estimate that one?
I think Nils can explain.
Yeah,
he has a past.
No, not
it's a Belgian bred horse. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
his horse. Half,
yeah, yeah. You tell us about it.
We bought it actually as a 4-year-old with our group from Woodlands.
Mm-hmm.
It was not sold at our auction, and the same evening we bought it together with our group. And as a 6-year-old, we sold it half to Ludger Beerbaum.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, Christian made the horse, produced the horse. We had an agreement on the end to keep him for the Olympic Games for him, because like I said, he made the horse. And I know as a rider, if you made the horse and they take it away before a championship or before something, it's really not nice.
That's something you know as well.
I know.
Yeah.
Every rider knows.
Yeah.
So as a rider, I know it. And we decided together with the group to go for it and to keep him. But then after Tokyo, was a lot of interest to buy the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ludger talked with us and he said, listen, give me the time to find some investors or sponsors to keep the horse for Christian. And again, we give our word. We give him all the time because it took a while. One point we were maybe a little bit nervous from a lot of people say, they are riding with your money, with your horse. You need also that horse. But we stayed calm. And because one thing was really important, we knew it was a top horse.
And one day Ludger came to us and said, listen, I find the right people to buy and to keep the horse for Christian. And I think 2-3 months ago, we sold our part.
But now?
And they were so happy. Ludger was even emotional on Saturday with a win from Christian and Mumbai because they did a lot. They made them and they worked quite really hard to get there and to find the people to keep the horse for the sport.
And did you get emotional then when you saw that?
Even for me, it was quite emotional because, we had the horse for 4 years, so it is something,
Quite a lot of emotions last time for you. Recently. So, Jerome, Cannabis, Nivaldos, Ironman, we're talking about horses now. And how was Rome? Actually, you were in jump off in the Grand Prix and you ended up 12th. Were you satisfied about your achievement there in Rome?
No.
No.
I had a very good first run. Super. I must say he's in good shape now. I jumped good. I missed my last line in Brussels. Lost my stirrups but he jumped already quite well there.
Yeah.
And we knew it was 12 in the jump off. It was going to be a fast jump off. I tried, but I missed my first turn. And then you are out.
Niels, you were there as well in Rome. Also a bit mixed feelings.
No, because I went there not with high ambitions. I went there with a horse that actually makes now the step to the big level.
You're talking about Matador?
Yeah. And I'm really happy how he produced, actually, because the first day he was clear in the team competition. Second day he had unlucky rail down. And then I was qualified for the Grand Prix and I also wanted to try it, but it was 3 tough classes on 2 days.
Yeah.
It was his third week in a row. He jumped, was 32 degrees. So I knew it would be tough, but I'm happy with
the horse for the future.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And what are the horses for the future?
I think like everybody and hopes like all the riders that I have a good group of younger horses now coming up. I have a few very good 8 and 9 years old horses. So I hope it's not finished yet.
Yeah, so that's what we hope as well. Anyway, Pieter de Vos. What about Pieter de Vos? He's still third in the Global Champions Tour ranking, doing very well, but we don't hear so much about him recently here. He's not been here. He should be here the next time, maybe. Pieter de Vos.
Well, I think Pieter is doing very good. Is Mer Topic is jumping really good, I must say. I don't know if it's really a championship horse, but like this year in the Global Tour, he's doing very well. And Pieter is really a fighter and he will come back. I don't think...
I agree.
Yeah, that's because... going back a bit and then take step forward.
Okay, but I think everybody is going to have a moment that it's going a little bit less. And Pieter has it maybe for the moment, but Pieter is a fighter and he will come back anytime.
Yeah. Actually, Nicola ended up as 8 in the individual championship, world championship. Was he satisfied? What was his reaction?
I think you can be very satisfied if you are in the top 10 in the world championships. I think he did a very good championship. He had a little bit bad luck. He had 2 times fault on the last fence. But I think if you see Katanga, and you know her since she is 7 years old, nobody should thought that she should be 8 on the world championships in Herning. And I must say, this year, Nicola had a fantastic year. He was, every moment he had to be there, he was there. He was in Rome, double clear. He was very good in Aachen. He was now very good in Herning. And I must say, the mare is doing fantastic. She's really, really a fighter. And she's actually a little pony, but she's really quality on the fences. But it's maybe my colleagues, they know the better. So I think he did a good job.
He had a really strong championship. The first round he rode on the first day, I was like, wow, he was ready. And like Ludo said, the whole season, the mare was
In Aachen as well, he was... fantastic. So actually, it's
really unlucky, I have to say. He deserved maybe more at the championship.
The mare was amazing all the week. Just 2 times unlucky on the last one. The first day we say okay, and the second day was really a disappointment for all of us because without this fault, we were on the podium with the team and also for the mare, for Nicola. But okay, Nicola knows the mare perfectly and. because sometimes when you see when you walk the course with him, he say, okay, this line I will do this and that, and because he knows his mare, he knows what he has to do, and the mare knows the job. It's a really good couple, and it's good because we need a couple like this for the future, also for the next championship, for next important moment.
Someone you all very know as well is Jos Lansing, head coach of the Dutch team. Belgium not on the podium, Holland on the podium. How happy are you for, or jealous, I don't know, how happy are you for Jos Lansing?
Yeah, I can be very happy for Jos. I think Jos is really horseman. And you can see it as well, the job he does now, he really likes it. Yeah. Really goes for it, and he's there every moment with his riders. And if he won the medal there, you could see it. It was the Jos from 10 years ago. He was so happy, he was smiling, and he feels himself really good, and it's nice for him.
Yeah,
it's true. Jos is a super guy. He's a horseman, and you see in Erning, it was like he win himself. It was really, really nice to see him like this. All the Dutch team are really nice. It's a nice group. It's a little bit similar than in Belgium. We are also really close, and we feel it also with.
So actually, we are happy for them as well.
Yeah, sure. We are not jealous, not at all in this world. We try to do the best always, and when the team friend, because we are all friends, do better than us, we are happy for them. And okay, disappointed for us, but it's like this is the sport.
Okay,
and, we like when the. Nice people are the good result.
Okay. You need to accept that the others are better. That's
of course, I think that's in all sports. It's like that, I guess. So not only in equestrian sports, but then sometimes you say you end up higher than the other one. Sometimes there's jealousy, but apparently not here. And so very happy for the Dutch guys. And small step from the World Championships to the Belgian Championship. That's in, what is it, in 2 weeks, I guess, 3 weeks? 3 weeks. Sometimes I have a question for my... Do you... What priority is a Belgian Championship for riders like you?
We all know we have...
Is it a priority?
It's not the
not
main
really.
Priority,
no.
You have to say. No. We want to be there, at least I want to be there. But it's not our main priority. We have, for sure, our good horses, main horses. They have to jump the whole season, the whole year, everywhere, the big shows. And we have to be honest, we always go with the second or third horse or a horse we want to give a bit more experience, but maybe with a chance to do something. I think that's a little bit the same for everyone here.
Same for you?
Yeah, for me, I will not going this year to the Belgium Championship because, like Grégory said, if I want to go to a championship, I want to think about a podium. And honestly, if I don't bring my best horse, I have no chance to go to the podium. That is not really sense to go for me. But because we have Barcelona and Kelom, it doesn't deserve to go there, okay?
But maybe one of your other horses?
Yeah, but... They are not really ready, and okay, I think like Cannabis, someone speak, go with Cannabis, but I just receive him, and I think he won already one time. If I go, I want to win again. That's, if I don't do it, the people will say, he's not good enough.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah, but I'm like
no,
this.
I don't think so, I don't think so.
But no, I will not going with...
But will you be there? No.
Yeah, just, I will be support my friend, but a good party.
Because that isn't it a bit of pity for all the spectators there who maybe want to see the vice world champion
It's
in action.
True, it's true. I understand it, but okay, for me to go in championship and if I have no the vision of a podium, there's no really for me. It's
okay.
Difficult to
it's
find the motivation.
It's an honest explanation.
Yeah.
So, Jos Verlooy holds the record with 3 times in a row with the same horse. It won't be Varun this time, it will be Nixon. So, just see what he will do with Nixon. You?
I also don't know yet what's the plan with the Belgium Championship. And I think I love to ride it. And it's still the highest thing you can win in your country. So...
You hear that, Jerome?
Yeah, but I know. I was a Belgium champion long
time
ago.
Yeah, yeah. No. But maybe Ludo, how ambitious are you?
I think I'm going to try to ride, but I don't know because I gave my horse to Nicola and he's going to ride him this week in Calgary. And we will see how he comes back and if he's still okay. I don't ride him in the championship. So if he survives there, then maybe I'll take him in the championship.
Now, it's one, but there you say Calgary, well, because I wanted to end the, our program with Calgary, Spruce Meadows, the American Aachen, we can say. You're going, actually, you're going, mm-hmm. Jerome, leaving, because I have to explain to our viewers that... this program is recorded a couple of days before you see it. So while you see it, they will already be in Canada, in Calgary, for one of the most prestigious competitions in the world, we can say. What's your ambition there?
Yeah, of course. Like I say, when I want to win. I go for it, of course, because, I think I have the perfect horse for it. Also, he's a really good shape. That I were there two times, not with the horse, with the possibility to win a Grand Prix like this. I think it's the most difficult Grand Prix in the world. It's really special. You cannot compare with another show. It's really huge jump. And I think I have the perfect horse to do a good result. But okay, everything has to turn in the good way. A little bit luck also. And I hope and I can make a good result there.
Everyone believes in you, but but I guess
everyone believed in me before Tokyo, and I did mistake also. That's happening also sometimes. That I try to be focused. I go for to do a good result. Mm-hmm. I will try to ride well, and if the life wants me to win, perhaps.
The other names are Gilles Thomas, I guess, and a lot of Philippe Parts.
Yeah, David is good.
You're going. Nicolas going, Oliver's going, and Olivier, I must say, and Thibaut as well.
Yeah, we go all for the...
Yeah, quite...
Thibaut and me, we go...
Quite special.
We go as an individual, but I really like the show, and we went there already for, I think, 10, 15 years, and Olivier was 19 when he won the Grand Prix there, so we have very good memories there.
Even, he was, Belgium won it in 2019 team competition because there's team competition as well on Saturday, I guess.
Yep. Yep.
So, we can repeat that one.
Yeah, for me, I will not riding Kellum for the National Cup.
No.
Yeah. Because it's really special in Aachen because the National Cup is the day before the Grand Prix. And,
Calgary.
Yeah. That is really the day before that. Saturday, you have two rounds and Sunday again. If you go two rounds, that's okay for my horse. It's too much that I want to be focused with Kellum for the Grand Prix, and I will bring Azaria for the National Cup. That we'll see for her. It will be the first National Cup. She was good in Brussels. She had one down in the Grand Prix. I think she's a little bit young for this level, but I will do my best.
And no doubt about that. Yeah. Gregory, your plans for the near future now, before we go and watch the Gansia video?
A few smaller shows to next week, then Lanaken Championship. Normally the plan is to Barcelona.
Yeah.
And then I would like to focus a bit on some World Cup this year. Didn't do so many times the last years. Then I think I have two horses who are quite in good form, and at least I would like to try this winter.
Before we watch Gansia, how ambitious are you concerning the national team? Because now you are the fifth rider, you want to get in the team again. When do you want to see it like that?
As soon as possible, yeah. Of course. I have still the looks. So he's only 13 years old.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I have a good group of horses coming up. So maybe next year already I have a few horses extra.
How is he going, the looks?
I hope he's getting... He was not fit the last day to jump the Grand Prix in Brussels. So I hope I get him fit for Barcelona. Normally I'm in the team for Barcelona, but then he needs to be 100% fit.
And there we have to get that Olympic qualification. Yeah. So, but now, to end this program, like we promised, we have to watch a video. Gansia, at the end of her career, and that was quite emotional for you. Tell us about it in Brussels. Well,
I think it's the horse that changed my career.
Yeah.
What she gave to me was unbelievable. She won 8 5-star Grand Prix.
It's impressive.
She won many, many more other classes. She changed me as a rider, I can say. The moments we had together with the owners, my family.
Change you as a rider, how?
She made me more competitive because she was a really competitive horse. She liked to win. I had no other choice. No.
And the moment you have to say, this is the moment to say goodbye.
Yeah, she deserved it for me.
Is that hard for you?
Yeah, it was not hard because I don't wanted to use her anymore to jump smaller classes. Mm. Or she deserved it, what she did for me and for everybody in the sport. And she deserved it.
There's a video.
Iedereen laten weten. Gansia. Liefste Gansia. Ons begin samen was wild en onstuimig. Ons einde abrupt en onherroepelijk. Hier in Brussel wil ik iedereen laten weten wat jij voor mij betekent. De Grand Prix van Basel.
Und wenn jetzt noch mal hin zum letzten, noch einmal vielleicht den Arm ein bisschen weiter aufdrehen kann, dann ist schneller als Edwina Tops Alexander. Eine 41er-Zeit bringt ihn die Führung.
De Rolex Grand Prix van Den Bosch.
Er zijn toch weinig paarden sneller dan deze? Niels Bruin, zelfs de laatste in en is.
Hij is sneller.
Oh.
Hij heeft hem.
Hij heeft hem. Niels Bruin zelfs pakt hier de grote prijs, de Rolex Grand Prix van Den Bosch van de Dutch Masters 2018. Ah, fantastische winnaar.
De Rolex Grand Prix van Knokke Hippik.
Very good turn. And one left. 39.06 by Derek Kenny. Or is it Niels Brunsels taking over the lead right now? Well, he is 38.74. What a performance.
The Nations Cup finale van Barcelona.
Oh, magnificent jump. She gave, must have given that about a meter 80 at the middle part of that water jump.
Down to the last. Will this be our first clear? Well inside the time and an absolutely brilliant clear from Niels Brunsels and Gansia de Moes for Belgium.
The Global Champions Tour Grand Prix van Cannes.
Come on, girl. Yep, half a second quicker. Come on, Niels. He's got to get this turn quite tight. Come on, man. Come on, get there. 35.97, his first ever win if he leaves this one up. Come on, Nelson.
He does. Gets he gets it. Yeah. Over the line. He's quicker. 34.96.
En hier. Twee keer hier in Brussel.
Is he going to take his third Stafex Master Grand Prix? A mare out of a different league. All the quality, all the experience. Gansia and Niels Brunsels, will they do it again? 3 years ago, he won his first five-star Grand Prix here at the Stafex Masters. Now he is one of world's leading riders. What's it gonna be? Niels Brunsels, Gansia, and the winners, 42-33. What a jump off. What a thrilling, thrilling Rolex Grand Prix here. Goosebumps all over your body by watching this winner.
Deze plek is speciaal voor jou. Niemand deed hier ooit beter dan jij. Daarom nemen we hier afscheid van waar we samen van hielden. Sport. En liefst winnen. Je bent een van de beste paarden van jouw generatie. Jij haalde het beste in mij naar boven. Samen waren we een van de beste combinaties ter wereld. Dat wordt nooit meer vergeten. Dank je voor alles, Gansia.
So nice. And actually exceptional that we show a video this long, but Gansia de Moes deserves that, and you deserve it as well. So still emotional to watch at this, I guess.
Yeah, there are moments I think I can still say to my children. And
yeah, of course. And just for sure, to be sure, it's still alive. She's still alive.
Yeah.
It's not like we're talking about... but we'll end with a really positive note. Jérôme Gary, vice world champion, being here, and that's very nice news. And now our Belgians, they will do exceptionally well in Barcelona, and then we go to Paris. Is that an agreement?
I hope you are right.
Yeah.
That's why we'll do it. We'll do it, I'm sure.
Before ending this, I can say, I will say it in Dutch. Niet te vergeten, heel belangrijk, de EQ Breeding Auction live veiling op 14 september in Geel. Embryo's, veulens en gereden paarden, waarvan de enige volle bloed van Emeralds. Dat is wat. En daar kan u best zeker op inschrijven. En ja, er naartoe gaan zeker. Is het live?
Ja, dat is live.
Dat denk ik wel. Dus ja, voilà. EQ Breeding Auction live. Daarmee kunnen we gaan eindigen. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here in the studio. I wish you the best of luck in all what you do. And I'm sure good results will follow again. So... best of luck in Spruce Meadows. Ludo as well. En beste kijker, bedankt om er weer bij te zijn. En er is dus een en ander. Er komt dus de finale van de Nations Cup in Barcelona. Belgisch kampioenschap Spruce Meadows. Dat zal dan besproken worden in een volgende aflevering begin oktober. Tot dan.
They say it takes one to know one. It's a saying that's particularly true when it comes to champions of equestrian sports. You see, by recognizing each other's talents and needs, they help each other to perform at the highest level. So, if you aim to join the very best, choose championship quality. Choose Rulofsen Horse Trucks.